Today in Business from Wired.
Hey there, I'm Dylan Lewis, one of the hosts of Motley Fool Money. Each weekday on Motley Fool Money, we talk through the business news you need to know and the stories moving stocks on Wall Street. On weekends, we dive into the industries shaping tomorrow and host the experts, authors, and executives that understand them. Tune in for insights, a long-term perspective on investing, and of course, stock ideas, plenty of them. To quote a listener, it pays to listen. Check us out and subscribe wherever you listen to podcasts.
As a longtime foreign correspondent, I've worked in lots of places, but nowhere as important to the world as China. I'm Jane Perlez, former Beijing bureau chief for The New York Times. Join me on my new podcast, Face Off, U.S. versus China, where I'll take you behind the scenes in the tumultuous U.S.-China relationship. Find Face Off wherever you get your podcasts.
The Honeybees versus the Murder Hornets. Under threat from murder hornets, climate change, and habitat loss, UK honeybees are getting help from AI-enabled apiculturists, tracking everything from foraging patterns to foreign invaders. By Frankie Adkins. A switch is flicked and a pharmacy light flickers to life with a green glare. But this clinic prescribes seeds, not pills. The glass jars lining the shelves of this compact unit in central Plymouth on the south coast of England are filled with cow parsley, red clover, and corn chamomile. It's owned by Pollinize, a social enterprise that uses data analysis to diagnose and treat deficiencies in honeybees. With habitat loss, climate change, agrochemicals, and a new wave of invasive hornets hounding Britain's bee colonies, its founders believe artificial intelligence could be an unlikely trump card. When childhood friends Matthew Elms and Owen Finney co-founded Pollinize in 2018, AI was not part of the plan. As longtime sufferers of hay fever, their foray into beekeeping was just a stab at soothing their swollen eyes and streaming nostrils. Investing in a rumor that a teaspoon of local honey could counteract pollen sensitivity seemed worth a shot. "We didn't fit the profile of a beekeeper," says Elms, who was a bricklayer in his late 20s, while Finney worked in kitchens. The pair bought their first beehive with a 1,500-pound grant from Plymouth University, and after a shaky first batch, the plastic barrel they used was contaminated with a bitter chemical, things improved when they turned to local beekeepers for advice. Soon they secured several spots for their apiaries doing the countryside for Plymouth's vacant rooftops, including a theater, a school, an office space, and a museum. It's a win-win. Businesses could boost their green credentials, and Pollinize could trial its community urban beekeeping project. It's a mutual exchange, as they get the kudos of having bees, and we get the opportunity to appeal to customers, says Elms. Now, around 80 members tend to 50,000 native honeybees and are rewarded with a cut of golden honey. But over time, it became harder for Pollinize to ignore threats to Britain's wild bees. Pollinators underpin our ecosystems and food supply, but Britain's flying insects population has declined by as much as 60% in the past 20 years. Drawing on a degree in environmental science, Elms built tech-powered solutions to safeguard Britain's bees. First, the pair created a biodiversity tracking tool to map wildflower loss and prescribe AI-informed seed packets. Next came beehive cameras to discern how climate change impacts foraging patterns. Then they turned their attention to staving off an invasion. Ever since the first Asian hornet stole into France in 2004, most likely stowed away on a cargo ship from China, the invasive species has plagued Europe's beekeepers. Dubbed murder hornets for their ability to swarm local ecosystems, each one can consume as many as 50 native bees per day. Shielded by the channel, Britain has managed to stave off the scale of Asian hornet invasion seen by its European neighbors, but sightings on English shores are creeping up. In 2023, there were 76 confirmed Asian hornet sightings in the UK, up from 23 between 2016 and 2022. Teams of volunteers now hunt Asian hornets landing on British soil, but detection is only the tip of the iceberg, says Elms. The true challenge is tracing the hornet back to its nests to destroy the colony. If something can automate and help us, it will shave off time, he says. This is the rationale behind Pollinize's latest project, a network of AI camera bait stations that can detect and track Asian hornets. All you see is a breeze from the southeast for hornets to hitch a lift across the water, says Alastair Christie, an invasive species expert from Jersey in the Channel Islands. Queens can hibernate on the underside of a pallet and in all sorts of nooks and crannies or get stuck in someone's car or horse box. The nest might start out innocuously with two cells in a garden shed in April. In September, it can grow larger than a dustbin, heaving with about 2,500 hornets. Asian hornets are opportunistic feeders, eating everything from bees and blowflies to fishing bait and barbecue food. Their mere presence weakens native bees by triggering foraging paralysis. Bees go into a defensive mode when there are hornets attacking their home, says Christie. If you're in a castle under attack, you go into siege mentality. Bees will stop cleaning their hive and gathering nectar and water until the colony collapses. In Jersey, which is on the front line of the invasion, Christie has been leading the fight back. There's a public awareness campaign. People are asked to submit photos of suspected hornets, which are distinguished by their orange faces, yellow-tipped legs, and sheer size. Braver volunteers have begun to construct bait stations, a shallow dish of dark beer or sugar water. If an Asian hornet lands, volunteers attach tinsel streamers to its back to monitor its flight path and trace it back to its nest. They use a rule of thumb. Every minute an Asian hornet spends away from a bait station between visits to feed translates to 100 meters of distance between the bait station and the nest. On average, it takes around 50 hours to locate an Asian hornet nest this way, but machine learning could accelerate this. Can we use AI to predict where the nest location is so we can find nests quicker, destroy them quicker, and reduce the ecological damage, says Elms. Polonize is now working with French tech giant Capgemini on Hornet AI, a network of automated camera bait stations that uses an object detection algorithm trained on 5,000 pictures of Asian hornets. The prototype bait station uses a vaporizer to churn out an attractant that Asian hornets find irresistible. When a hornet comes to the bait station to feed, it's detected by the camera and marked with a physical colored sticker. The software then tracks the direction the hornet departs in and measures how long it's away, cutting down the time taken to locate the nest. It works like CCTV, says Elms. In December 2023, Polonize won a grant from Innovative UK to scale up Hornet AI. The units will be tested in southeast England by the UK's National Bee Unit, with the goal of improving nest tracking efficiency by 80%. But time is of the essence, says Elms. If we're on it next year, we can keep Asian hornets at bay, he says. If we don't win next year, it's going to be exponential. Thanks for listening to Wired. My name is Zeke Robison, and for more stories like this one, visit us at wired.com.
Like what you learned? Subscribe everywhere you listen to podcasts and get more business news at wired.com/business.
Want to learn how you can make smarter decisions with your money? Well, I've got the podcast for you. I'm Sean Piles, and I host NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Our show features our team of nerds, personal finance experts in credit cards, banking, investing, and more. And they'll help you make the most of your money while cutting through the clutter and misinformation in today's world of personal finance. You'll get clarity on strategies to help you build your wealth, invest wisely, shop for financial products, and plan for major life events. Listen to NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you get your podcasts.